आचार्य सिंह के रूप में श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामिने अतिमत्त चरित्राय स्वार्षितानां च पालिने जीव दुखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदायिने वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे माम चरणं दिवे माई हार्टली माई ऑबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई गुरुदेव ओम विष्णुपाल श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सो मेनी हम्बल दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाल श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज आई थिंक दैट यू शुड सी इट ऑल वाइट वाइन I think that I've told so many Harikathas, beginning in Canada, Vancouver, and after that, California, Los Angeles, Beijing, and Houston, and after that, Alachua. I have finished my all Harikatha. I have nothing to tell more. Oh, everything is empty. What should I tell? I was thinking, what news should I tell? I saw that there is nothing to tell new. Same wine in new bottle. So same wine in new bottle I should distribute. Because I see most of the devotees are from Beijing, from Los Angeles, from here and there, Alachua. Those who are there, like Puru Maharaj, his all. Or you also, wife of Prabhu, and all, I see, the same Shrota, same audience. So I'm thinking what, oh, very new faces are here, very new, but very few. So, I should tell the old Harikatha, saying that
same Bhagavata,
same esloka, but new meaning, new and new, so many meanings will may come. So don't fear. Oh. So, in the beginning of Iron Age, this Kali Age, all the rishis of India, almost all the rishis, they assembled at Naimisharanya. And Sruta Goswami was there. Poor Sruta Goswami, the disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, that Sruta Goswami was there. And he had heard the Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, from Sruta Goswami Maharaj in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. Here, all the rishis are doing pranam to Krishna. Janamadasya jata anmayadi tartasya abhigya swarat tene brahmhridaya jad kave muhyant surya tejo bharmidam jatha vinmayo jat trisargo amrisha dhamna svain nirast kohukam satyam parmadhinmay dharma prujyat kaitavo atra parma nirmat saranang satang vedyam vastavam Bastam matra bastu shivadam taptrayam munam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamani krite kimba parayishvara. Shaddo avaruddhate atra kitabhi sushvi tatkhana. And then nigamakalpatarur galitam phalam sukamukhadam vidravasam. Pivat Bhagavatam rasmalayam muhuroho rasikaha bhurvaka. After that, doing pranam. By Mangala Charanam, Sruta Goswami is doing pranam. Sukadeva Goswami also beginning doing pranam. And also Vyas Dev is doing pranam. First in Mangalacharanam by these slokas. Even Narada is also doing pranam. And Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar also. And you, our Guru Brahma also, because it has come from them in this world. So all. But here, Sruta Goswami is doing. So, from whom this world has been created? From whom it is nourished and supported? And in the end, in which it will all go. He is expert in all artheshu. Anvayam Adi Vyatire. You know, Krishna has three powers. Chit Shakti, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti. He is telling that from whom? Jeev Shakti, in whom this Maya Shakti, Jeev Shakti, all Shakti, transcendental powers are there. Chit Shakti, Para Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Sambhijna Ladini. So from Chit Shakti, everything in transcendental world has come out. Come out means here, they are transferred. The Shakti is transferred in all. And from Jiva Shakti, all Jivas were liberated or Maya Baddha, all. And from Maya Shakti, all this universe has come. But there is something else, Vyatire. the jeev who are really transcendental part of Krishna, they cannot come in this Maya Jagat, material world. But by the influence of Maya, Aghatan Ghatan Patiyasi Shakti. What?
The potency that can make the impossible possible.
So it made that jeev transcendental part, parcel. But he is influenced by this Maya. And he thinks that I am this body and thinking that, oh, this world is mine. Very strange and wonderful thing. And how he knows that jeev can come out of this Maya? Abhigya, in all. Tene Brahma Ridaj Adhukave. He, what? Inspired the Adi Kavi Brahma. So many tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, and all tattvas in these tattvas. All the Suraya, all liberated, even rishis and maharshis, are Mohiyanti. What?
Bewildered.
But he inspired. Also he inspired in the heart of Brahma to express Srimad Bhagavatam. Adikave Sukadeva Goswami is Adikavi. Inspired in his heart to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam. Like this, there are so many, not only, so many meanings of this sloka. We have no time, and also the subject is so high that very rare can understand. So here, our subject is something else, so I am not telling all these things. Tejo bar midang jatha jatra banimayo tisargo amrisha dhamna svein sada nirast kuhukam satyam. Tejo bar midang jatra banimayo. Like in sun rays, sometimes anyone can think that, oh, here is water, but really is no water.
Mirage.
Hmm?
Mirage.
That is?
Mirage.
Mirage. Mirage. Like Migdh Krishna. Hmm? But it seems. Bari. What? Sometimes. Water. It condensed in birth.
Ice.
And it becomes hard. Huh?
Solid.
I'm not hearing from you.
Solid.
And if you will throw it out, oh, your head can be broken. Sometimes you have heard that when Duryodhan came in the court council of Maharaj Yudhishthir, where there was solid, he saw water. And where water, he thought that he is solid. It may be like that. So, yatra binamayo tisargo amrisha. Oh, this world is not real. But even by the Maya of Krishna, it seems that it is true by his Maya. But the dham of Krishna, like Vrindavan and Kulo Vrindavan and this Vrindavan also. Dhamna Shvain Sada Nirasta Kohukam. Oh, that is transcendental. Always with his Swarup Shakti and the bilas of his Swarup Shakti, Parashakti, where he plays with them, all the gopis and gopis, Satyam Paramadhimahi. Paramasatyam, or that Dham and Krishna, his power and everything, I am Dhimahi, I am meditating. So after doing pranam, all the rishis there, they began to tell to Sut Goswami, Prayena Alpayayusha, Sabya Klasmin Juge Jana, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Hyupatrita. Prayena Alpayayusha, what meaning? Prayena Alpayayusha,
here the sages are saying to Sutta Goswami that in this age of Kali, Prana Alpa Ayasa Sabya, all the populace of the world, their lifespan is very short.
You should think that you are in this yuga, iron is. Kali, Kalaham Lati, quarrel brings this Kali. Without any reason, among husband and
wife,
especially. If they are married today, second day, oh, so many problems will come. And they will try to divorce next day. Third day, they may divorce. Fourth day, new. Fifth day, again new. Fifth day, more new. So many. With husband, with father and mother, sons and daughters quarreling. With what?
Guns.
So many problems. So go on.
In this age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, they are lazy, they are misguided, they are unlucky, they have no security. And above all, their minds are always disturbed by unlimited problems. These are the symptoms of the residents, the populace in this age of Kali.
So, very big problem. Especially those who are sadhu. All will be against them. And those who are asadhu, not pure devotee, and they are right, Kali Yuga will make them unhappy, Troy. And he can send Kali Yuga, Kansa, Duryodhan, Shishupal, Dantapakra, Kaljavan, Jarasandha, all these demons, and go and attack them. Very soon. Then Kali Yuga will come in any shape and he will inspire the disciple against Gurudev. Don't follow him. You should discover anything else and make so many disciples. So Kali Yuga doing all these things. Also, nowadays, there is no substance in Harikatha because Those who tell Harikatha, speak Harikatha, they are very greedy. They want money. If you will give money, then they will tell Harikatha. They will tell that promise how much money you will give for 7 days Harikatha. So, there is no sar and substance in this katha also. And taking this money, they don't practice bhakti yoga. They support and nourish their own family, those who are lusty. Disciples also, with Gurudev, pure Gurudev, they will hear, but then they don't take all these Harikatha here, they will be most lusty. They will come only to choose their husbands, new boyfriend. And some also, disciples, male, they will come to class for what? For all these things. Or anyhow some business. And all the tirth places have become sarless. Sarless means? Why? Because of very bad persons, lusty, quarrelsome, like monkeys. Now they are in dhams everywhere, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Navadvip. They take eggs, meat and everything, drugs. So, tirth places also have become like zero. In this way, everywhere, quarreling. Now we are fearing from this Kali Yuga. Oh, please tell us the Harikatha by hearing that. Atra sadho atra jat sarang samudhrit. You have heard so many from your Gurudev, from your Guru of your Guru, from so many devotees. You are also inspired by Baladev Prabhu, no? And by your Gurudev, Vyas and Narad and all you have heard. And you have read all the epics. So, O Sadho, please tell us. Bruhina Saddhanam Jainatma Prasam Prasidati, by which our soul can be clarified, Nirmal, and how it can be happy. Even by chanting name and hearing katha, we are not so happy. Why? Why? So many problems are here. We should try to hear like Parikshit Maharaj. We should try to hear it like Narad Rishi and Bhakti Devi from the mouth of four Kumars. Like Dhundhakari, we should hear from, like Dhundhakari heard from Gokarna. We should try to hear like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should try to hear like Mahaprabhu heard from Raya Ramananda. Oh, these are the ways. Then all ignorance will go, lust will go, and Krishna Bhakti will come in our heart, and then we can be happy. Samprasidati. And that is why he is telling, Sut Goswami, hearing, he became very happy. And then tell. So, told, Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok khaje, ahetukya pratihata jayatma samprasidati. What is the meaning?
By rendering transcendental service to our Moksaja, the Lord who is beyond material senses. Only when such service is rendered without any material cause and without any interruption, at that time one's soul can become happy.
Otherwise, in this world, only some person are happy, those who are foolish, drunkard, and they have lost their
discrimination.
They can be happy. How? Taking serious drugs, fallen down on the drains, and dogs washing their mouths with hot water. No? And they were thinking, oh, I'm monarch of whole world. Like this. So these foolish may be happy. And others, oh, those who are realized soul by chanting and hearing pastimes of Krishna really. Those who have at least attained ruchi to hear Hari Katha, to utter Hari Naam, to chant Hari Naam. They have some taste. Oh, they can realize that they are happy. Otherwise, no third class of person are happy in this world. Oh, they must be, their soul will be happy. Otherwise, never. You should try to hear and to practice like this. Don't engage your mind and soul and your all senses in what? Making money, and by that you want to be happy. Never, never. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janate Asu Varagyam Jnanam Cha Jahed Ahetukam. If you are purely hearing, you are following true bhakti, Sarup Siddha Bhakti, then it is sure that Varagya and Jnan are bound to come. Renunciation and all kinds of knowledge. Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Ras Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Radha Tattva, all kinds of Tattva way, they come. They are bound to come, and renunciation also will come. Whether he is family life or he is renounced. But this renounce will come. And if not coming, Jnana and Vairagya, then you should see that this is not pure bhakti, and there is something loophole in this bhakti. I have been misguided. So not true bhakti. A bhakti will come. Surely his two sons are bound to come. Jnana and Vairagya. Surely and surely. Srinvatam Svakatha. Krishna Punya Savana Kirtanaha. Hridyantastha Ujya Bhadrani Vidunot Suhit Satam. If you are hearing Hari Katha, from the mouth of high class of Vaishnava, Rashik and Tattvagya, then Krishna will come in the form of Hari Katha in your heart and clarify all kinds of doubts, ignorance, even aparad, offensive, everything. Very soon it will go away. Like a sadbandhu, very bosom friend. And then nashtaprayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya ut bhagavati uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashti. And then nashtaprayesu abhadresu, what abhadresu? Abhadresu means offensive, big offenses, and so many ignorance, doubts. Gradually they will go away. And if he is hearing Bhagavatam with Bhagavat, by the mouth of Bhagavat, but not he is hearing from any of Bhagavat, who is not Bhagavat, really. He must be Bhagavat. Rashik and Tattvagya. Then by hearing Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhagavat Bhakti Bhavati Nashti, then Nashti Ki Bhakti will come. Surely it come. Vidyate hridaye granthi chindante sarva samsaya chyante chasya karmani dishte vatmanishvare. Vidyate hridaye granthi. What is hridaye granthi? Hridaye granthi is the granthi. Granthi means knot. Where is the knot? Oh, with the soul to Maya. This is not. To enjoy Maya. And this not is in Jeev plus Maya. So this is a very, what? Not. Very tight knot. If you want to lose it, it will be more tightened. So any expert, like Nanda Baba, like Yashoda Maiya, oh, they can untie. A guru like this, Narad Goswami, can untie. Otherwise, no. Please don't sleep. I know a medicine. Then I will have to apply. So please don't sleep. I know very good medicine for this. I will tell them, oh, you should stand up. And then all will laugh. So don't lose your time. Very good katha will come. Harashi. So, all the kabayo of pure bhakts. They practice bhakti yoga. Vasudevi Bhagavati Kurvanta Atma Prasinam. And by that, Atma may be. Otherwise, there is no any other third, second process to be happy. If you are thinking that, oh, no suffering should come, you don't do any practice for bringing suffering, but yet old age will come. Yet you will have to die. You don't want. No? So if for any happiness you are don't practicing, even that will come. Like sorrow, suffering comes. So why to practice so much? For happiness? Oh, you should chant, remember. Hearing Hari Katha. Heard here. No? In there. So in the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami told a history, not history, upakhyan, true history, that once Vyasadeva divided Vedas into four Vedas and he gave it to his disciples to practice. And he also manifested all Upanishads, so many Purans, Mahabharata, and in Mahabharata Gita was also all kinds of Puran. But still he was not feeling happiness. He was thinking that something lacking in my life. Why I am not satisfied? And in the meantime, oh, Narada came. What happened after that? You remember all these things? Oh, you should be ready to speak.
Feeling compassion for the fallen unintelligent in Kali Yuga, he divided Veda into four, then subdivided into Brahma Veda, Upanishad Veda, that is the material aspects, the transcendental aspects, compiled and wrote Mahabharata, Upanishads, Puranas, and he also realized them. But still he wasn't satisfied, and he was wondering, why am I not satisfied? At that time, Narada came to him, and said, Yes, O Narad, you know everything. You can enter into the internal regions of everything and everyone, just like the air. So I know that you can answer my question, why I'm not satisfied. Narada plainly asked him, you've written everything, but you have not written, or have you written, about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, how Mother Yasoda twists Krishna's ear and binds him simply by the ropes of her hair. Have you written that? Narada Vyasadeva said, no, I haven't. I haven't realized it, so how can I write it? He's not like us now, that without any realization, we're writing and thinking that we're so great and we can make some name and fame from our writing. I haven't realized, so how can I write? So Narada said, then what have you written? You haven't written anything. Have you written about Rasleela? How although there were billions of gopis in Ras dance, when Radharani left, Krishna left all of them and went to follow her? Have you written how he's bound by the love and affection of the gopis, particularly Radharani, and how he even paints his name on her feet so that his name, knowing that Nam and Nami are one, can always be, he can always be at the feet of Radharani? Have you written that? Yes, they said, no, how can I write that? So Narada said, then you haven't written anything, and that's why you're satisfied. You've done nothing. He ordered him.
So you have written or so many dharma shastra, ved, puran and all other things. And you have confused all. That is, who is supreme personality of Godhead? You have not written. And that personality of God has so much love and affection for all. You have not written. You have written that we are searching Krishna, our personality of Godhead, supreme Lord. But he is searching us, you have not written. He is so much worried and he is weeping for his devotees. And he wants to serve all the devotees. You have not written all these things. You have confused them. That who is supreme? Lord Shankar or Ganesh or Durga or who is supreme? You have not clearly told. So all are in doubt. So you should confirm this, that who is supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he is ocean of rush. And that Swamrani told all these things. Then he practiced bhakti yoga. And very soon he realized all these things and he saw in trance all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then he wrote in like Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he became happy. So, a guru is needed. A guru like Narada Goswami is needed. He is the original guru of in Satyayuga, like Valmiki. He is guru of Dhruva. He is Narada, is Guru of Prahlad, Pracheta, and so many, not only one. So he is Guru. And by his instruction following, all became happy. They realized soul and Krishna. Everyone. So without a Guru, you cannot be happy. And from beginning, if you want to be a Guru, then you cannot be Guru. Never and never. Try to follow strongly the teachings of your Guru. You know, one thing, that Krishna was initiated in the boyhood, you know? Perhaps you don't know. Who initiated him? Bhattari Shantiri. Never. What? How he can? A Mayabadi. Never. He only taught him the arts. He was not Guru. Bhaguri was his Guru in boyhood. Nand Baba. Yes. He took him, Nand Baba, told that, oh, you should be initiated with Bhaguri Muni. And he gave mantra. What mantra he gave? Oh, Radha mantra. And at once having this mantra, Krishna became faint, senseless. Yeah? You have read in Jagva Dharma, or Vijay Kumar and Parinath. When they received the diksha from his guru, oh Devik, they saw Krishna in mantra. You have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu was initiated by his Gurudev, by Gopal mantra. And then, how he became? Became mad. Each letters used to be, oh Krishna, very beautiful. And he used to run after to catch hold. But gradually they used to go back, and when he used to run to quickly to embrace, oh, at once they used to be disabled. And then weeping and weeping. Rolling down on the earth. Oh, where you are, like this. And then he went to his Gurudev and told, oh Gurudev, what mantra you have given that I have become mad, totally mad. Sometimes, singing, sometimes dancing, sometimes rolling on the earth. Then Gurudev embraced me and told, oh, this is the fruit, real fruit of this mantra. If one is not realizing, oh, he is not perfect disciple. So now I am very much satisfied and very happy that a disciple like you have realized this mantra. Oh, you should all try to realize in this way. You know that when there in Braja, Krishna has no upanayan.
No sacred thread.
This. It is given in that sect, mane Vaishya, only at the time of marriage, before marriage. When he will be, there are some rules and regulations for. So when he was initiated in Mathura by the priest of Vasudev Maharaj, who was he?
Gargacharya.
He wanted to change the mood of Krishna, that Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudeva. So it was very essential to give this. No? So this is called sanskar. Without sanskar, it cannot be done, anything. So Vasudev and all his Mathuravasi wanted to give a sanskar in Krishna, that Krishna and Baldev, that they should know that, they are son of Devaki and Vasudev, and he is from Mathura. He is not son of Nanda and Yashoda. So quickly they wanted, and they did it. At that time, Gargacharya was giving this second sacred trait to Krishna, Upanayan. And what he gave? That time, Brahma Gayatri. You know Brahma Gayatri? It is given to all those who are Brahmins, those who are Kshatriya, and those who are Vaishya. In India, even it is going on, but not like before. So he gave. And at once what he became? Krishna. At once he became faint again. Why? Oh, this mantra is of Radhika. Really, Brahma Gayatri. Gayatri is what gender?
Feminine gender.
Yes. Gayatri. Feminine gender. So the deity of this mantra is what? Feminine gender. Not any male. Not Krishna, or not sun, not anything. You should know all these new things. No? You should note down in your heart forever. and it will help you so much. So he gave Brahma Gayatri. So Brahma Gayatri means the Gayatri, the power of Brahma. Brahma Gayatri is called. Divided into three sections. And to whom? Meditate here. Dhimahi. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Dev means Supreme Lord. And his power is called Bharga. So who is he? Bharga of Krishna. The power of Krishna. Attribute of Krishna. The Parashakti of Krishna. Oh, herself, Radhika. So he should meditate. Dhiyo yuna prachodayat. She should manifest as he is. So here, this mantra is for Radhika. And when Gargacharya told, at once Krishna became fan. This, the deity of this mantra came at once in his heart and he saw Radhika and became fan. All thought, what became also more when he came in senses. Then Gargacharya told, now you are initiated. And now you can go to your mothers, father and fathers. So many mothers. And so many fathers also, all old person like. So you should go first to your mother and bake something on after this. And when he told, oh, he was searching someone, mother, where is my mother, mother, mother. Devaki was ready to give some, what? Alms. What alms? So many mani mukta, jewels. But Krishna was searching, oh, mother has promised me, Mother Yashoda, that he will fulfill your jholi, bag means this, with the jewels. Where is my mother? Mother, mother, and he again began saying. Then, anyhow, they gave water and so many things, and Krishna became sense, and they thought that at once we should drop this thing. And we should send him with Baldev to Gurukul, very far away. And they sent at once. And what became there? In 54 days in one. All the hours, very easily, they heard. And it was completed when Krishna and Sudama went to forest and they returned back. Whole night passing with bundle of heaps of firewood. And he was searching his Gurudev. Where is Krishna and Sudama? That, oh Gurudev, I am here. Why you are here? Oh, there was no way to come to home. And then he told, oh, I am very satisfied, very much satisfied by your dish. Oh, loving services, you can do for. So, all kinds of vidya, ved, vidya, arts and everything should come at once and you should realize. And he did, and all came. So he is guru of what thing? Arts and art this. Like, Dronacharya is guru of Arjun, not transcendental guru. What guru? Archery. Like this. But real guru of Krishna, who is? Bhaguri. And then second? Gargacharya. So without guru, you cannot learn anything. ABCD of transcendental world. So if guru is like that, bogus guru cannot do. Those who are not realized, not in the way, they may be madhyam no harm. You can make guru, if not Uttam Bhagavat. And you should have proper respect for them. But those who have not the ability or qualified. That Srimad Bhagavata has told. What has told? Tasmat Gurum Prapadvet. Jigyasu Nishanatam. Brahmanyupa Samash. What is the meaning? What meaning?
So, Srimad Bhagavatam instruct us what is the qualification of a bona fide guru. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jiggasu sri uttamam sardai parita nishnatam brahman rupa samasrayam. In this slok, there is two symptoms of a bona fide gurudev. One is internal, another external. Tasmat guru prapadyeta. If you want your welfare, spiritual welfare, transcendental welfare, then you have to surrender yourself, the lotus feet of a bona fide gurudev. If you want to serve Krishna directly, Krishna will not accept your services. Krishna told by his own lotus lips, Prathamantu Gurum Pujya Tatascaiva Mamarchanam Tadesa Bhagavad Bhakti Yannathanis Phalau Bhavet. Oh, my dear devotee, you want to serve me? You can please go and serve the Gurudev at first. Then you can serve me properly. Then it will be bhakti. Otherwise, everything will go in vain. So, must you have to surrender the lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev. Who is Guru? What is his symptom? Why I shall take Diksha or I shall take Gurukaran? So Bhagavad is telling us, Jiggasu Sriyottama, who is inquiring, how I can get spiritual benefit? He will go. Who is Guru? Sabde Parecha Nishnatam, who is very, very qualified, very, very expert in all scriptures, all Shastra. What is Shastra? Rig Samjani Athara Vancha, Bharatanu Pancha Ratrakam, Moola Ramayan Chaiva Shastra Vitta Vidhiyate. Rig and accept Rig Samjani and Atharva, these four Vedas, who is expert in four Vedas, and Arupanishad, and Mahabharata, and Moola Ramayan. And whoever following all these scriptures, they are Shastra. The bona fide Gurudev must be very, very extremely expert all these scriptures. If devotee or disciple has any doubt, he can remove immediate by the evidence of scriptures. Then you will be very expert in Sabda Brahma means in all scriptures. And another external symptom, Upasamasrayam, he must be detached from material sense gratification. We are worldly person, which we are wanting. If that guru wants something, that is not a bona fide gurudev, he must be detached. These two are external symptoms. And especially, what is internal symptom? Internal symptom is parecha nishnatam, he must be realized soul. He must realize about Krishna. Who am I? And what? Who is Krishna? What is relation between myself and Krishna? Who realized himself and rendering service for divine couple? Every moment he is bona fide guru. If someone is very expert in Shastras, but he is not expert, he is not realized in Krishna and Srimati Radhika, he is not a bona fide gurudev. So we have to surrender ourselves. Who is bona fide Gurudev? We have to judge with these three symptoms. And when we see, oh, this three symptoms is quite fit for this person, then we have to surrender completely, without any condition, in the lotus feet of him, and we have to serve him
very
like our soulmate. Then we can enter in Krishna, really, Hare Krishna.
Very important thing. If anyhow anyone has taken initiation for a guru, from a guru, at that time it seems that, oh my, this person has served his guru and serving guru. But after some time you saw and realize this person is bogus and he left his guru there and he left everything and making now sense gratification, not chanting, not doing, not following the line of his Gurudev. Can he help?
Never.
Can he help?
Never.
So, abhaisnav mukhod girinam utam hari kathamritam shravanam naiva kartavyo jarpo. Yes, sir.
In this verse, a Vaishnava Mukhut Kimenam. The Vaishnava speaks Harikatha. But those who are not Vaishnava, they may also speak Harikatha. Is there a difference? Yes, there's a very great difference. Harikatha is like nectar, very sweet. If you hear it, you will become immortal. But just as milk, which is very nourishing, it's very, very dangerous when it's touched by the lips of a serpent. Similarly, when Harikatha is emanating from the mouth of one who is not Vaishnava, not realized, then this Harikatha is very poisonous and very dangerous. Therefore, the injunction has been given. Never listen to Harikatha from one who is not Vaishnava.
So, Jiva Goswami has given, explained all these things in his Bhakti Sandarbha, especially about Guru Tattva. Those who have offended their Gurudev, they don't follow, they have given up Guru and Guru lines. Also, Jiva Goswami has very vividly cleared this point. What that point, you remember? That if anyone guru api avalaptasya karja karja ajanata vidhiyate. What meaning? More louder.
So Jiva Goswami Pada in his Bhakti Sandhava, many people are having doubt. Oh, if I accepted a guru, but that guru is fallen, it is an offense to give up a lotus feet of that guru and to accept any other Vaishnava, a bona fide Sadguru. Many people have doubt. Because all Shastra is explaining anyone who has rejected the feet of Guru Padapadma, where he can never, the only destination he will attain is a hellish one. So in this verse, Jiva Goswami said, in case the guru has those faults, karja karja ajanta, he doesn't know what to do or what not to do. He is engaged in sense gratification. He has become against the line of his guru, parampara and bhakti devi, and paritiyago vinina. According to the rules of the shastra, one should immediately reject him. In fact, immediately there should not even be 1 second of a doubt. One should immediately reject him, paritiyago vinina, and accept the lotus feet of any bona fide Vaishnava.
And that is why he has told, oh, at once, very soon, if you have done so in ignorance, but now you are realizing that we cannot have transcendental love and affection of Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, thinking that he is a Vaishnava by his all activity, he never chants. He never inspires anyone to chanting. No? He has no love for his Gurudev. He is not following actually the teachings of his Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. Then we should quickly give up them and try to take another, any association from any Vaishnava. Then you can have. If sometimes before, prior, there was a very good well and very good water, but after some time the well was dry, became dry, no water. But even anyone wants to quench his thirst by pulling water from that well, can he? He? Never. So we should try, realize all these things, and we should try. We have come and we have given our life only for Krishna consciousness, for serving Krishna conjugal. And if this mood is not stronger, becomes stronger or not, what? Increasing, developing, then what is the use of this life? If you have affection and attraction only for Guru, Guru, understand this? Then you will fall down surely. Oh, Guru is for increasing our love and affection towards Radha and Krishna. If some attraction and some lust is coming for Gurudev, that he is not Gurudev and not his disciple. Guru is who gives this love to Krishna, Radha Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. If he is not doing, then he is not Guru, he is Kangaroo of Australia. And disciple is not disciple. So we should try to learn. Guru never thinks that I am Guru. Never, never. He tridantapi sunich. Only he know the art, how to help others and to make soft and make, what?
Pure
and sweet and to offer to Krishna and Radha Krishna. Oh, he is Guru. A Guru, pure Guru, has so much attraction, so much
power.
In name kirtan, always doing, always chanting name, attachment. By hearing his uttering, what he is chanting, oh, any man can easily remember Krishna. These are symptoms. Also, in connection, I want to draw your attention that some devotees, not pure devotees, ignorant devotees, they think that Eklavya was high class of disciple. He gave his thumb to Gurudev. But really what he was? Nonsense. Like a demon. He wanted to fight Krishna and to defeat Krishna and to kill Krishna. So he was demon. And in the end he was what?
Killed
by Krishna by his chakra. He was so big demon. He knew so much archery by the worshipping of the deity of his Gurudev, Dronacharya. But Dronacharya knew that he is demon. I should not give him this archery. But falsely, he wanted to take. And he took this worldly thing and became a very big demon, very powerful. And he wanted to shoot Arjuna and to defeat. And that is why by tree Dronacharya, he took his thumb that he will be not very useful. But yet, why doing so? Oh, by these fingers he used to do. He became weak, but even very boss. So he was killed by it. So really he was not
devotee.
Dronacharya never gave him any transcendental idea of Jiva Tattva or all these things. Also, there are so many examples of Guru and disciples. Do you know yourself. Aruni and Uddalak, you, Pundri. Aruni and Uddalak. Gurudev sent him to?
In this pastime of Aruni and Uddalak, we hear how the disciple is committed to serve the instructions of his spiritual master, and eventually he receives all the knowledge and desired role of his life. So Aruni, when he came and he accepted the shelter of his Gurudev, then his Gurudev engaged him in service. And what was that service? He gave him the cows to graze.
He told that you should be 25 years here in my ashram, and you should be brahmachari, and you should obey our orders. At that time he was in the house of the bhajan putir of Uddalak Rishi. One day, what happened?
He was grazing the cows, and then when he came back from grazing cows, then his Gurudev noticed that the disciple was very healthy. And he was So the Gurudev had so many feeds, and he ordered his disciple to go and make sure that all the fields were properly...
It was very rainy day, whole night raining. So water was going here and there. He asked his disciple Aruni, go at once and make some rock fence, that dam, not so big only, that what some water should be there, so paddy can be given. And he went there in the night, and night was cold, so much raining, and he was doing like this. And he went there. He saw that water is passing through dam, cutting. He gave some mud, earth, to repair. But water even, current was so strong that it broke the dam. Again, he did. Again it was broken. And the last he saw that, I cannot. And then he himself let down there to check the water. And in the meantime, night was over. His Gurudev was searching. Aruni, where you are? Then in the morning, he told, he was not able to speak. His whole body was like what?
Frozen.
By cold. And thus he was about to die. But Gurudev mercifully came at that time. And he told, Aruni, where you are? Gurudev, I'm here. What doing? I could not check water. So I became like dam. Then Gurudev, come on. And he kept his hand on his head. All Vedas, all the Upanishad, with their meaning, they should come in your heart. They should manifest. At once, quickly he realized everything. So a disciple like Aruni, and guru like Uddhava, he told, and at once they come. Also there are so many, like Upamanyu and Dhaumya and Upamanyu. What you? The Pundari, remember? Hello, yes, you should know all these things. No? Remember. And then Krishna Tattva. And then what? Mahaprabhu Charitra. And then Krishna sweet pastimes. If you are not knowing all these things, then where is your platform to hear? So must be this. Guru Nishtha will come.
Upamanyu, he came to the ashram of his Gurudev, Domna Rishi. He wanted to know what is Atma Tattva, Brahma Tattva, what is transcendental, what is the soul. Domna Rishi agreed to accept him as a disciple. You should stay in my ashram like a brahmachari, and you should serve for 25 years. So he took up service of his guru. He was grazing cows. After some time, Domya Rishi, he noticed that his disciple was somewhat healthy and putting on weight. He asked him, how are you eating? Because brahmachari is staying in the ashram of his guru, he should eat only when he's called to take prasadam, otherwise not. So Domya Rishi was thinking, I have not called him, but he's putting on weight. How is this? So he told his Gurudev, when I'm grazing the cows, then I become very hungry. So I take the milk directly from the udders of the cows. He told him, I have not told you to do this. From today, you should not do this anymore. Oh yes, Gurudev. Then again, he was grazing cows. After some time, Domya Rishi noticed, my disciple is still so fat and healthy. What is he doing? He said, Upamanyu, have you been drinking milk from the udders of the cows? No, Gurudev. You told me not to do this. I have not been doing this. Then why are you so fat and healthy? Gurudev, when the cows are chewing, some foam comes around their mouths. So I am taking this. In this way, I maintain my health. Oh, you should not do this. You let them live off themselves. Yes, Gurudev, all that do. And after some time, again he was grazing the cows in the fields. And he was very, very hungry. Oh, I cannot drink the milk, I cannot drink the foam. What can he do? Then he noticed there were some trees. And there was some white liquid coming out from the leaves. It had an appearance of milk. So he thought, I'll take this. But when he took it, it was very, very poisonous. And in a moment, he became blind. He was wondering, oh, Gurudev, oh, Gurudev, oh, Gurudev! He fell down. He stumbled into a blind well. And now, he could not get out, and he was blind also. So when other disciples returned to the ashram of Domya Rishi, then Upamanyu would not return. Domya Rishi was wondering, where is my disciple? Where is he? He did not return. So then, Domya Rishi and with the other brahmacharis in the ashram, taking torches, they went here and they're looking for him. Oh, Upamanyu, where are you? Where are you? And Upamanyu, now he's lying in the well, and he's feeling very, very discouraged and very disturbed. He's completely blind, and he's calling, but his voice is very quiet and going up to the sky. Finally, when his Gurudev arrived there, he said, oh, Upamanyu, what are you doing? What happened? He said, Gurudev, I was so hungry. I didn't take any milk from the udders of the cows. I've not taken anything from around their mouth. But I was so hungry, I could not check myself. I took some leaves, and they were poisonous. So then, described in Mahabharata, his Gurudev told him, oh, do you remember, you have learned some mantras from me to invoke the Ashwini Kumars from Vedas. So then he said, yes, you should recite them. So he recited those mantras, and Ashwini Kumars, they came there. And they had the medicine to cure him of his blindness. They had one cake, and he offered it to him. Oh, Upamanyu, you should take this and your blindness will go away. Upamanyu said, no, I'll not take. Why not? Oh, now his determination came to follow the order of his Gurudev completely. Not to take anything unless Guru gives order. See, my Gurudev has not ordered me, so I'll not take. So then Guru gave order and he took, and his eyesight came back. He was taken out from the well, and now Domya Rishi, being very pleased with his disciple, that his heart was strong, and fully determined to follow the order of his guru despite all adverse conditions, despite all personal discomfort, despite even being blind. He would follow the order of his guru. So now guru is very pleased and he put his hand on his head, Mangalam Bhavatu. And at once, all Veda, Upanishad, Puran, and the meanings of all Shastra manifested within his heart. So this is an example of Sadguru. The power of Sadguru, he can bless his disciple to realize all things. If that disciple is fully submissive and determined to follow his Guru's orders with love and affection.
And that is why in Upanishads, it has been told in Veda, Jasya Deve Parabhakti Jatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasyaite Kathita Hi Artha. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? You?
One who has unflinching faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master.
What?
It means that one should have one who has unflinching faith in both Supreme Personality of Godhead and
more louder.
One who has unflinching faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master can make spiritual advancement. That the disciple should see that the spiritual master is the external representation and is most non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that they are different in that way.
Sorry, I could not. Oh, you. What is the meaning? Can you? Huh?
Unflinching faith in the process of devotional service through the spiritual, through the bona fide spiritual master.
Jasya Deve Parabhakti. Jatha Deve Tatha Guru. Oh, you. You, Prabhu. Try to know all these things. All should know. You know the shloka, but you should try to know the meaning also.
One who has unflinching faith in the revealed scriptures as well as in the bona fide spiritual master, all the truth of the revealed scriptures become manifest in his heart.
Something left. Can you?
One who has unflinching faith in both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedas are automatically revealed.
More clear.
Jasya Deve Parabhakti. One who has Parabhakti, that means transcendental, unconditional, unmotivated devotion for Krishna. As he has that love for Krishna, he should have same for his guru. Jasya Deve Tatha Guru. If someone has such an unflinching and unconditional transcendental love and affection for the lotus feet of his Gurudev, then tasyaiti kathita jata artha, that means the meaning of the katha, Srimbhatam Swakata Krishna, all the topics of Krishna and his pastimes and transcendental abode and associates, prakashanti, they are manifest within the heart of that Mahatmana, that very great personality.
Now, one thing also very important to know. Narad gave initiation to Dhruva. And same Guru Narad gave initiation to Prahlad Maharaj. And same Guru gave to initiated to Balmiki. Same Guru to Prachetas. And so many. Eh? Vyasdev also. But why became some different fruits? Oh, Balmiki became Ram Bhakta. And then Dhruva, he was not pure Bhakta. Afterward he became. But he initiated, but he has the fruit of his tapasya. Prahlad Maharaj, Jnani Bhakta. So many kinds of Bhakti, disciples he had. But we say, see, the disciples have different stages. Why this? Why this? What? More louder. You are like a Pahalwan.
You mentioned this in your biography.
Huh?
You mentioned this in your book of Bhagavad Gita.
What?
In section 4, I believe you mentioned that just as a tree, a mango tree bears mango fruit. A lemon tree bears lemon fruit. Apple tree bears apple fruit. And the farmer may nourish the fruit with pure water.
Same pure water, Ganges water. Same air. Same soil.
But the fruit becomes what is in the tree.
Understood? What? You, more.
The seeds may look the same, but once they're planted, and the soil is the same, the air is the same, the sunlight is the same, but according to the nature of the seed, it will manifest a different fruit or different flower. So the soul, Sarupa of the jiva, is intrinsic. It's given by Krishna. It's there from time immemorial, but it becomes manifest by the watering process of devotional service, of hearing and chanting. And by the guidance of Guru, that Sarupa becomes manifest according to its own nature.
So Guru words, Harikatha, all are like water rising. No? Giving same air. Fence also, fencing also. By Harikatha, all these things he is doing. But what is in the constitutional form of that soul, oh, that will come out. In beginning he will do all these things. He cannot change what is there. He cannot change. He will nourish and it will come gradually, but developing. And one day he will realize his soul. And it will come in what rush, what in his form is there, oh, it will come. No harm. So Narad was like this. So we should realize all these things. You should know that a guru should be like Sarup Damodar. Disciple like Raghunath Das Goswami. A guru like Jadunandan. And disciple like Raghunath Das Goswami. A guru like Mahaprabhu. And disciple like Raghunath. A guru like Rup Sanatan. And disciple Raghunath. Moreover, you should know. A guru should be like Rup Goswami and disciple Raghunath. Or without this. So you should try to realize all these things. Time over. Gaur Praman. I'm sorry that I could not give you new thing. Only same wine in new bottle I gave. Oh, it will come. If you are serving demigods, thinking that he is Lord, then Krishna will empower them to give the boon. So all the worships of all the demigods, oh, Krishna gives the force. And he has told what is spoken in Gita. Japanna devata jajanti tapi mameva kanteo jajanti abhidhipurvaka. I take all these and I give the fruits of all the karmas or all the worships. I am giving. They have no power to give anything. Krishna is giving. If you are serving any bogus guru and he has told that you should chant Harinam, even it is Namaparad, but who gives this fruit? That he becomes wealthy and he comes in a very wealthy position and it seems that he is very happy. Who gives? Oh, Krishna gives. So we will try to take this doubt another day. Gaur Premanand. Humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru. Onitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We have begun Srimad Bhagavatam. And we begin from the Narada Upakhyan, and we explained Guru Tattva yesterday. So Guru Tattva is the backbone. Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. If anyone has no Guru Nishtha, then he cannot enter in bhakti realm. So, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshanti te jnana jnanina tattva darshina. If you serve by this, unconditionally surrender, tadviddhi pranipat pariprasna, always humble questions, and serving him, what he wants, knowing his desire, without asking, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all has that. See Chaitanya Mano Vishtam, like this. Then he can know something bhakti, otherwise not. Oh, I've explained Dhruva Charitra, somewhere Prahlad Charitra, somewhere Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan, sometimes Bharat Maharaj Upakhyan, sometimes Kapil Devhuti, sometimes here and there, so many things. So I want to explain some 10th cantos. The deep meanings hidden in his pastimes. But I want to also repeat something what we have done here and there. So what was the essence? What is the essence of Dhruva Charitra? What is? You. What is the essence of Dhruva Charitra? And 4-5 lines only.
Devotee who
has some desires. So we should not be like Dhruva. Because when Dhruva Maharaj had the darshan of the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord wanted to give him a benediction. Dhruva Maharaj said, Stana vilaso tapasi stitoham tvam praptavam deva munindra guyam kachami chinvam api divya ratnam swamin vitatosmi param najace. Oh my Lord, I was performing very hard austerities with the intention of gaining a kingdom more powerful, more vast, and more glorious and opulent than that of my father, my grandfather, and great-grandfather. But now I have attained you, and I realize something. All the opulence, all the name and fame and reputation, and money and followers, everything of this world. What is that? It is simply like pieces of broken glass. And now I have attained you, you are like a very valuable jewel. So I say, Swami Krita tells me, oh my Lord, I am satisfied, varam najate. I don't want any benediction. But, because at the time of his silent bhajan, Dhruva Maharaj had mature desires in his heart. Therefore, he was bound to accept the result. The Supreme Lord gave him the benediction that he wanted. He became the sovereign of the whole world for 36,000 years. And after that, he attained Dhruva Lok. This Dhruva Lok is not outside of the coverings of this material universe. So his destination was not very high. Because he was doing his hearing, chanting and remembering. But he had some mature desire in his heart. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he has given us some guidelines. For those who want to do pure bhakti, they should observe this teaching. Anyadulashita shunyam jnana kamat genadritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. The constant, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words, which are meant exclusively for the kalyan, for the happiness of Krishna. This is called Uttam Bhakti, but it will only be Uttam Bhakti when Anyabhilashita Shunyam. It is completely devoid of all desires except for the desire to serve Krishna, and when it is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, jnana, cultivation of knowledge for the purpose of liberation, and yoga, dry austerities, dry renunciation, and astrology and so many other philosophies. So Dhruva Maharaj, his pastime, it teaches us that bona fide guru who gives bona fide mantra, this is very powerful. But it also gives us a warning. Be careful. Don't harbor any desires in the heart other than the desire to serve the lotus feet of Krishna.
Thank you. So we should always remember what is pure bhakti. Annabhilash shunya. Jnana karma adi anavrittam. Anukullena Krishna. Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. Oh, this is barometer of anything. That we can decide whether it is bhakti or not. Or this bhakti is in what class. So Dhruva Maharaj, even he took darshan of Narayan. And he told that, worldly these desires and swarga and everything is like broken glass. I don't want. But he tested it. For 36,000 of years. And after that he was liberated. But at the time of liberation yet, he told to the Dut of Narayan, where is my mother? I cannot give up my mother. Otherwise I will not go. What is this? What is this thing?
Attachment.
Even attachment, worldly attachment. So his bhakti is not pure. Covered with anyabhilashita. Even he was going to be liberated and going to Dhruva Lok. But even he. It is good. We honor this bhakti. But our ishta not is this bhakti. It is very easy to say, but very hard to do. So you should always remember this thing. What is the essence of Prahlad Charitra? You? Yes. What is written in Shastra, you should also always tell that thing, not from your mind. Otherwise, it will be wrong. Oh, you can come. Anywhere. Here, yes. Very short. More louder, please.
Jnani Bhakta is Mahabhagavat. For example, when Lord Nisrida gave him darshan, he said, "Oh Prahlad, take a benediction." So that time Prahlad prayed the Lord Nisrida and Nisrida, "Oh Lord, I am not a businessman, but I will do some service for you, and you will give me some benediction in return. So I don't like to take a benediction from you." But Lord Nisrida asked, "No, I am requesting you take one benediction." So Prahlad bowed down and said, "Well Lord, if you really want to be merciful to me, grant me the benediction that within the core of my heart there should be no material desire." So still Nisrinida wanted to ask one more benediction. At that time Prahlad, he prayed for the deliverance.
All are hearing well?
He prayed for the deliverance of his father Anikasipu. And Lord Nisrinida, laughing, "Oh, he has already been delivered. Ask one more benediction." So Prahlad Maharaj, at that time, he's praying, "Oh Lord, I request that all the jivas in this world, they are suffering under the lashings of Maya. So I should take all their aparas, all their sins, and they should all be delivered back to Godhead." So Lord Nisrinida said, "Oh, Prahlad, instead I grant you the benediction of anyone who hears the wonderful pastimes between you and me, that person will attain Vaikuntha Loka." So Prahlad Maharaj is a Jnani Bhakta. For example, we hear from Shastra that Darshan Mahabhagavat,
chapter begins from the question of Yudhishthir Maharaj to Narad. Why it seems that Supreme Personality of Godhead not equal to all, and he takes the side of demigods and bhaks. Why it is so? And reply to this question, he tells that, "Oh, he always equal to all. But his partiality to devotees, oh, this is also a kind of his
quality,
good quality." And in this connection he told, "If anyone does bhakti to Supreme Lord, he is liberated. But even anyone criticizing him continuously with anger, with lust, with dvesha, anything. Sneha. Oh, by six things. Krodh, kam, bhayat, snehat, bhakti, bhakti, by all these things. If anyone will chant, remember him, oh, he must be liberated. Kans, bhayat. Kans always, how to kill Krishna? How to Krishna? Where he is? What doing? Always Krishna, Krishna. So he was doing constitutionally, continuously. 24 hours. So his all bad things went and he was liberated. And then Dvesha, Chadyado Nripa. Dvesh. This means envious. And how? Or Shishupal. Oh. Always thinking that I must be killed by Krishna because it is somewhat like this. So I should first kill him, that he should not kill me. And always thinking of Krishna, how to kill Krishna. And by this envious he, what? Oh, attained liberation. So if anyone has even lust, what? If even anyone has lust, anyone to Krishna, what harm? If by envious and by anger they can be liberated, why not by lust more? Because they have some affection for Krishna. So no harm, they will be also. By bhakti it is somewhat very hard. By sadhan bhakti. But by all these things, very easily they can. So if anyone is lusty and he can offering himself for lust to quench to Krishna. Krishna is very beautiful. No arm, no harm. He must be liberated. And something more. Don't take the pramana of gopis. Oh, gopis are nitya siddha. They are bodily manifestation. So, here, Narada Rishi told all these things. So, if anyone is doing anyhow, but it should be continuous. Otherwise, you will not be liberated. So if you are giving the example of gopis, controlled Krishna even. They took heart of the Krishna by this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came mercifully to sprinkle his mercy. Oh, that you should only follow Brajavasi, not anyone. So there are so many things. What is the essence of Bharat Charitra? Pundrik.
First, that whatever we will remember at the time of death, no doubt we will attain that state in our next life. And Krishna confirms that in Bhagavad Gita. Secondly, when he showed his compassion to the deer,
and then Chitraketu Maharaj, the essence, what? In a brief. Very brief. No. Within 2-3 minutes.
So, the Gurudev has ordered me to discuss about Chittagati Maharaj. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, one Srimad Bhagavatam is one Vittasura Bhagavatam. So, Jiva Goswami Pad has explained in his Tattva Sandarbha, the symptom of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatta Gayatam Adhikritta Varna Tehara Vistara Dittrasura Bhagavatam Tam Bhagavatam Vistara.
Reptalination.
So, in essence of Dittrasura, Jitta Ritumaraja Dittrasura Bhagavatam, Chittagata Maharaj cursed by Parvati Devi. Yet, he never became disturbed. If he wants, he can ask Parvati Devi, I don't like your curse, it will go to you. Then it bound to go to Parvati Devi. But his embodiment of Trinadapi Sunich and Tarodapi Sahishnu, so he tolerated everything. When he became Vrittasur, like in demon body, he is not acting like a demonic person. What is telling? He is praying to Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, aham haritava padaita mula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya manas maretasi pate gunanam granita bhakkarma karotu gakaya. Aham haritava padaita mula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya. Oh God, I want to be servant of servant of servant, your padamul. Not study for your who? Padamul means padayika mula. The padayika mula of Bhagavan is devotee. He wants to serve devotee. If he can serve devotee properly, then God will be more pleased with him. So you want, see, he is telling padayika mula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya. Or anything else? Manas male asupate gunanam. Asupate means Bhagavan is soulmate. So you are my soulmate. I like my mind always remember you. And greet the bark by my body and by my speech. By speech I want to glorify always you continuously. And by body I want to serve your lotus feet and the lotus feet of devotees. Yet he is not satisfied. Bhagavan wants to give some benediction. Then he is telling, Nanaka Prishtam, Nachapara Mestam, Nasarva Bhavamam, Narasadhipattam, Na Yoga Siddhira Punar Bhavamba, Samanjasattva Virajya Kanche, Nanaka Prishtam, I don't want to be a king in heavenly planet. Heavenly planet means here, apart planetary system of the world, Bhulok, Bhuvalok, Mahalok, Janalok, Tapalok, Sattalok. Then Bhagavan is telling me, you want to be king or monarch of lower planetary system? He says, no, Sadhi Bhaktam. I don't like to be monarch of lower planetary system. No, you want any joke, any vibhuti? No, yoga siddhi. I don't want anima, mahima, lahima. Any mystic power. So you want liberation? Apunar bhavamba. No, never. What do you want? Oh God, I know. You can give everything, but samanjasattva viraha chakanche. I don't like anything else other than your viraha. Viraha means I want to remember you continuously. Because in viraha, that always meeting in Viraha. Viraha means be in special way, Raha means Milan. So I want that thing only. Again, he's telling how to do sadhana. He's giving one sloka. Ajata paksha iva mataram khada stanna yatha vatsa tarachidartha priyam priyeva vusitam vusanna manura vendasa dadi satetam. What? Ajata paksha iva mataram khada. When bird give eggs in their nest, after that from eggs, baby bird come out. Yes, no eyes, no wings. The mother bird went for wind jungle for some
don't purpose, explain so much very essence.
Feeding him. So the baby bird always thinking out his mother, not for gain of his mother, but own self. Chitragarh thought, I don't like this. I like to play like a cap. In cap, always remember his mother, and when mother come back, he's calling Maho Mom, that Ambam, that means he's doing kirtan. Again, he's going, no, this is not proper. So he told, Priyam Priyeva Bhusitanu Bhusanna. Manura Vrindasa Vridhi Satetan. Just like if one beloved went other country and his lover came to know he's coming back, then he's always remembering him, he's remembering him always, preparing everything for him and always glorifying with other his glorification. In this, he's always remembering. He had been listening, Savan Kirtan Samara, 3 years here. So, being in Vrittasur form, in demon form, always glorifying God in 3 ways, in this way. So, here, Priyam Priyeva, he is not called husband and wife. In husband and wife, there is some bondage. According to Vedic tradition, wife bound to control by husband. But here, Priyam Priyeva, lover and beloved, they are not like this. Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, the relation between Krishna and Vrajagopis, their relation is lover and beloved. Other than Krishna and Vrajavasis, there are so many relations as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, no relation like lover and beloved. So, Vrittasur told, Chittataka Maharaj told in Vrittasur form, I want to serve you like this way. So in this way, in this sloka, is giving hints. What is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the best mood to serve Krishna, Priyam Priyeva? So, the Vrittasura Upakhyan, the story of Vrittasura, one prominent symptom of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you want to do bhajan, then we have to learn something from Chittagata Maharaja Vrittasura Upakhyan, that this is the best mood which give direction by Chittagata Maharaja Hare Krishna Vanshakamata Rupasya Kripalasya Vrayavata Kodhita Nandana.
Also you should note and remember that Chittagata Maharaja has so many wives but no son or daughter. So he was unhappy and he wanted to, he desired that if a son will be, then I will be happy in life. But anyone in this world cannot be happy by or so many children or wealth, reputation, any worldly thing. Never and never. And he saw that how his only one child was given poison and he died and he could not become happy. So, any worldly thing you cannot make you happy. Only Krishna Bhakti. So, Parvat Maharaj told, but he never cared for this. So, in the last, he realized that without Bhakti, anyone cannot be happy. Then he took mantra from Narada and Parvat Maharaj and rest. What is there? Even Chitraketu Maharaj was liberated and bhakta. And Parvati, by no reason, she cursed him, but he was not unhappy. He never tried to take revenge. So if anyone is abusing you, don't be angry. Oh, you should tolerate it. Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahishnuna. If you want, you should try to be like Prahlad Maharaj. He was given poison and so many things, but he never told any rough word to his father. So don't be worried for all these things. Always you should remember and chant Krishna and glorify. If anyone doing something wrong, oh, you should tolerate. But if anyone is criticizing Guru, Vaishnava and Hari, Vedas and all this, or try to stop his tongue. Like Hanuman, you can burn his house and himself also, no harm. No harm. But if you are not so much powerful, then what? Or do this and go to Ganges or any river and take bath and chant Hare Krishna. Oh, why I went there? And if you are knowing so much arguments, you should not have all his arguments and defeat him. And tell him, promise that I will never do like this. So we should learn all these things. Then I want to enter in 10th canto. Oh, where is that girl to whom I told? Oh, you should come here. Oh, quickly, quickly, you should come with your violin. Oh, very good, very, very soon, very soon. Where you have kept your bag? Oh, very soon you should bring. Oh, he will do parikrama first. You can come by and help. Oh, come on here. Affair, he is doing parikrama. He will take over time. Hare Krishna. Then, Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many things more. Each word of each sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam has deep meaning. And each sloka, there is some glorification of Radha and Krishna both, especially Radhika. Oh, Radha must be there. In first sloka, in last sloka, here and there. And there is somewhat glorification of Nam Sankirtan. The essence of Srimad Bhagavat, it may be told. With love and affection, with Braj Prem, you should do the chant and do kirtan of the names of Krishna. Like Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda. Govinda Damo Dharmasame, Govinda Damo Govinda Damo Dharmasame, Govinda Damo Dharmasame. So everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, like this. So, Srila Vyas Deva Suk Deva Goswami. Especially deep. For Vyasadeva, he was not satisfied by writing so many things. Even Gita was written at that time, but he was not happy. Why? No glorification of Krishna. What is the most high class of glorification of Krishna? That Krishna is massaging the feet of gopi, giving his head to Oh, this is there. So now here, Sukadeva Goswami in the council of dying Parikshit Maharaj, he was telling the glorification of Soma Surjayo, the dynasty of Soma dynasty and Chandra dynasty, Sun dynasty. In Sun dynasty, he glorified Sri Ramachandra, Ambarish Maharaj, and so many. How glorious they are, especially Ramachandra. And in Chandra Vansa, Soma Vansa means Chandra Vansa. Dharma Shilasya Jado. So many kings, powerful kings were there in Chandra Vansa. So, in them, Jadratir Maharaj was one of. But he was somewhat lusty for the daughter of Sukracharya, and he married. But anyhow, Sukracharya cursed him that you should be at once old because you have neglected my daughter. Then he became old at once by his one word. And then he became old. But he wanted that, I was young. All the wives are young still. But I have become old. How to enjoy this world? And then he again went to Sukracharya and pleased him with his that wife. And then he told, you can change your oldness. He tried to change his oldness by his sons. He has 4-5 sons. And he told to the eldest, Jadu, that can you give me your youngest to enjoy this life with wife so many, with children and all? He denied, my life is not for this. You can take it happily, but to serve Krishna. Otherwise I cannot give. So disappointed he told to his another son. He became very angry to this son and told that, you cannot be
in my dynasty.
Ever. Have cursed. You, your sons or anyone. And then he told to other and he was ready. Father, you have given this birth. So happily I want to give you. And that was changed. For 10,000 years. He enjoyed but not satisfied. Najatu kama nam upabhogena samyati. This lust cannot be given up by enjoying. Never. By sense gratification, it will go more and more. Like if he will give any fuel to fire. Again it will be new. Not satisfied. So, he was not satisfied. And then gave up everything. And again he changed his youngness to his son. And he went to forest and to chant. But what became of Jado? He denied that I cannot give my youngness, young age, to enjoy these worldly things. What became? Oh, Krishna, by this reason he became so happy and he came in his dynasty. So he is Dharmashil. Who? And not other sons of Jajati. What they were? Oh, Laukik Dharmik. Nothing. Not important. He will come and go in. Slightly endless chain of birth and death. But Jadu Maharaj, oh, he will be at once liberated. And that is why Krishna came in his dynasty. Avatirya Jado Vanse Bhagavan Bhutabhavana Kritavan Jan Vishwatma Tannubad. So Parikshit Maharaj, hearing up to 9th canto, oh, he is putting some prashna, questions to Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami. That Krishna here, he descended to this world with Ansena. Ansena means Baladev Prabhu, Sah Baladev. He came to this world. And what he did here? I know. But Nivritta Tarsai Upagiyamanat Bhavasadham Badi Manobhiramat Bhavasadho Srotri Manobhiramat Kaha Uttam Shlok Gunanubadat Virajjet Vina Pashtina. Nivritta Tarsai Upagiyamanat. If by fortunate, any high class of devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Narada Goswami, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, like my Gurudev, very, what, strong all these things. And also Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Nivritta Tarsai Upagiyamanat. If that devotee who is going to tell Hari Katha, Nivritta Tarsai, he should be Nivritta from all worldly desires. Detached from worldly things. He must be. If he is like that, and he is very rashik, like Sukadeva Goswami. Knowing all these special truths, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Rash Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, everything. And if he is explaining the sweetest pastimes of Krishna, oh, this is Bhaushadhi. What is the meaning of Bhaushadhi? Best medicine. For whom? Those who are coming and going in endless cyclic order of birth and death. For them. This is called Bhavarog. Shrotri Banobhira. You know that fall malaria, Kunen is best. Kunen? But if it is covered with any sweet sugar, then you can give to children also. Sugar coated. But it is very, what? Bitter. But this aushadhi, Shrotri Manobhirama. Oh, the words of the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Very, very sweet. In hearing also sweet. And if you know the meaning of these, the words of that slok, oh, very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. And this is only the medicine of all this bhavarog. Ka uttam slok gunanubadat. If any high class of devotees are speaking the sweet pastimes of Krishna with a tattva, then what became? Puman virajjet, kah puman virajjet pina pasukna. Who will neglect this? Who will not hear? only the persons who are like a butcher. Not killing others. Others killing and killing
self-killer.
So, we should try to hear all these things. Give him all kinds of jobs and help. Even chanting himself, he should give up. And here presently one point that God will tell you. You should that Mahaushadhi. Mahaushadhi. What is Mahaushadhi?
Medicine.
Only high class of medicine. What? Hearing. Everywhere it has been told. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, like this. It has been told. Even Srila Sukadeva Goswami has told, Nideham Addam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plong Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayanu Kullananabhasvateritam Puman Bhavabdim Jatareta Atmaha. What is the meaning? Don't sleep. Try to hear presently.
When we tell Adam, there are so many forms of life, but prominent and best among them is Nrideha, this human form of life. Maybe in the ocean, that if a boat comes, it is a matter of great fortune for you. So you are very lucky to get this human form of life. It is a matter of great fortune. Now, if one has a boat, something else is required. Navam Sukhapam, Guru Karnadharam. If you have a boat and you're in the middle of the ocean, where will you go? Rather than having circles only. But if you have a very good captain who knows how to take you across all obstacles and take you in the right direction, then you can come to the dry land and go home. So, if someone has this human form of life, which is like a boat, they should have a captain on their boat to guide them. That is called Sri Guru. Guru is called Karnadhara. The captain. He Karnadhara means who grabs your ear. He takes your ear and he rectifies you and steers you in the right direction. This indicates one should be under guidance, not only having an official connection with Guru, but never hearing him, never associating with him, never following his instructions. Or really, one should be under his guidance, tight reins. So, Pavam Sukhapam, Guru Karnadharam, Mayana Kulyena Navasvaretam. Also, if you want your boat to move, then you should have a very favorable wind. What is that favorable wind? Sadhu Sangha. Be in the association of very pure and high class devotees. If a person obtains all of these great opportunities, these fortunate opportunities, a person gets a human form of life, also attains the guidance of a bona fide guru, and also comes in the association of very high class and pure devotees, if that person does not take advantage of that wonderful opportunity and cross over the ocean of material existence, then Nataret sa atmaha. That person is completely suicidal. They're very crazy fellow. They're only killing themselves. So this warning has been given in Shastra. Try to take these good opportunities. But taking them, or having received all of them, don't make the mistake of not following properly, because this is only like suicide.
Oh, Sukadeva Goswami told, what? 6 days hearing. Now, do you feel some water? Thirsty? Or to take something? Oh, never, never. Go on giving this nectar. I don't like to what? Take water and any prasadam or anything. I want to hear again and again the pastimes of this Krishna. If anyone, Jnane Prayasa Udapasya Namantaiva Jivanti Sanmukharitam Bhavadiyavartam
स्थाने स्थिता तनुवां मनोभिर प्रायसो अजित जीतो अपि त्रैह त्रैलोक्यम्. Oh, it is very hard to please Krishna. Very hard. But anyone, where he is, he should be there. Gyane prayaso dupasya. Give me come. Even, what thing? High class of tattva jnana. Krishna is supreme personality of God. He has so much opulence. He is so merciful. He can create lakhs and lakhs in universe in a 1 second. Again, he can make it. Or he can do anything that is not possible. Even he can do. Or this is called tattva jnana. Even not for forgetting all these things. What doing? Always hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Who is speaking Harikatha to do or pranam doing? Shastan. To the council, doing pranam. Those who are audience, doing pranam to them. Those who are managing, we are very grateful. We are very grateful. Accept my dandavat. So, to the place also. Now it is Vaikunth. So, we should try to do like this. And hearing the pastimes of Krishna. So, tattva jnana, if it will come very easily. What needed bhakti? Everything will come there. And Krishna will be controlled by that. Ajit Krishna, very hard to. But even it will be very easy. So try to hear pastimes from any high class of this Vaishnava. He is telling. So I don't want water or any food grain or anything. Continue this. I know there was a very big battle. That is called Mahabharata. You know all. And in that, there were so many strong personality like Bhisham Pitamah, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, Karna, and so many. For Bhishma Dev, he was, he has a boon that he cannot be killed by anyone, and if he will lie, he can give up. Otherwise, anyone cannot. You know, Dronacharya was greatest, and he has also vowed that if you will meet then you. Otherwise, anyone cannot kill you. Ashwatthama, Vishwanath, don't. How he was? Immortal life, having Brahmastra by Dronacharya. And Kripacharya, he was also immortal. So they are Atirathi. Atirathi means anyone cannot defeat them. But my Pitamaha easily crossed this battle, Mahabharatam, killed all, defeated all very easily. How? Because he made Krishna his sarathi, charioteer. And he told, I am giving my everything. You should take the brain of the horses and you should direct me. So by the Ahetuki? Causeless mercy of Krishna, Arjun, he defeated all and won the battle. So I am doing pranam to you. Oh, Krishna. So continue your doing this. If you will read Mahabharatam, oh, you cannot give up by reading. Oh, continuously, continuously, continuously. So many things. So, he is telling. So, I am doing pranam to that Krishna, Supreme Personality. Why he came to this world, descended, and with Baldev? Why he left Mathura after his birth? And how many days he was in Gokul? And what he did there? And when he returned from Gokul to Mathura, how many years he was there? And why he left also Mathura and he went to Dwarka? I want to know all these things and all the past times. Oh, hearing this question, evaṁ niṣyam phragunandan sādhu bādam vayyāsakīśa bhagavānata viṣṇurātam pratyaccha krishna-charitam kalikalma-sagnam vyāhartum āvarat bhāgavata pradānam. So, bhāgavat pradhan. Oh, Deshukdeva Goswami heard this and became very, very inspired to tell the Hari Katha. And all the items there, we are hearing all these things. Oh, then he began to speak. How Krishna came, descended? Why? What was the reason? Can you tell some? Very, very sweet all these things. I think that there will be no sleepiness. Don't sleep. Otherwise may tell, oh, you should stand up.
There are several reasons why Krishna descended to this world. One reason is that...
How many reasons? That Krishna descended. But especially he came. What? He should make it. Very good pastimes. That coming dynasty, hearing my pastimes, they will have testing to hear. And then by that, very easily they can be liberated from this world. And very easily they can have the position in Golok Vrindavan. Very easily. There is no other means. So, he came, descended with his whole associates, like father, mother, with whole braja, with whole friends, with cows and calves, with Govardhan, with Jamuna, all are transcendental from Golok Vrindavan, he descended there. Where? In Bhom Vrindavan. Why? I told you. He will test so many things. He will do so many sweet pastimes. At that time, in my all pastimes, only my associates will be there. But after that, what will be? After that, Sukadeva Goswami will come and glorify my all pastimes, top to bottom to top. All everything. How he killed Putana? How he pulled Trinavarta? Shakatasur? Why he left Gokul? Damodar Leela. So, also, Phal Vikrini, fruit seller, lady. And after that he came. How he was engaged in cow herding, Gopashtami. How he killed Pralambasur and what? Dhenukasur. Dhenukasur, Akhasur, Bakasur. What was there? Something was there. how he took Govardhan on his left of this finger? How? Why? Why he punished Indra? Why he cheated Brahma? Even why? How he did Rosh? Oh, being Supreme Personality, and he came to establish Dharma. And why he did so? That he called all the gopis and created Rosh with them. This nonsense. Why this? It looks like a nonsense. But why he did? So, and why he left then Mathura even? Why he killed Kansa, his own maternal uncle? Like that. Why he did? And how he married? Or so many 16,108 queens. And how he fought in Mahabharata battle. And why he? Why he? Engaged fighting his whole dynasty and they were all finished. And then how he went there. So all question he arose. And then Sukhdeva Goswami became very happy and began to explain all these things. And Parikshit Maharaj asking very humbly some questions. Those who will hear all these pastimes of Krishna, they must be liberated and they must be have any position in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, surely, no doubt. But they should hear like Parikshit Maharaj. This is only condition. Gaur Premanande. Then we will explain tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Ekadashi. Tomorrow is Ekadashi. You can take vegetable, fruits, juice, milk, and if you can do Pandavas course. Even Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has given some concession. Oh, this devotee is for that you can drink some milk, vegetables, juice, you can do. Don't take grain. And if you are also much strong to follow Nirjala Ekasi without water, without milk, without in juice, anything, not sleeping, always hearing Harikatha, chanting Hari name, at least 1 lakh. Oh, very good. You should try to do. Very good. And then take second day, or bath, doing your anhik and everything, serving other Vaishnavas, and then take some remnant like Ambarish Maharaj. Then very easily you can have bhakti. Because this Ekadasi, like this, following, this is the mother of bhakti. Bhakti is surely come. And I think that a very high class of drama may be played because this Prabhu has come. My Bharat, the representative of Mahabharat, his son-in-law. And there are also so many the devotees from Braja. They can play high class of drama. Yes, Brajanandaran Prabhu. And this, his girl, also the daughters of Nandagopal Prabhu, all are here. Nirgun Prabhu daughters are there also. Then any kirtan and Vishnu. I'm very happy that about more than 12 devotees, 12